your Commissioners Court meeting for Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2011. We'll begin the meeting with an invocation led by Commissioner Weaver and a Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Senegal, if you'll rise.
Please pray with me. Father God, we come to ask you to watch over our employees, family, be with us. Give us.
Amen. Please join me in repeating the pledge. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we'll begin our agenda under purchasing. Item A is to receive and file bids for the invitation for bids for bridge replacement on Cragen Road at the North Fork of Taylor's Bow. This is funding paid for by the Round 1 Disaster Funding from Texas Department of Rural Affairs grants. Item B is to receive and file bids on a term contract for insecticides, herbicides, spray adjuvants, and adulticides for the Jefferson County Mosquito Control District. Item C is to award the bridge replacement on Cragen Road at the North Fork of Taylor's Bow to APAC Texas in the amount of $801,907.09, as shown on Attachment A. Item D is to consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by Local Government Code Section 263.152A to be auctioned by Horns Auction, Inc., and that auction scheduled for March 5th, 2011 at 9 a.m. Do I have a motion on those items?
Move. Second.
Okay, we'll have a motion by Commissioner Weaver and a second by Commissioner Senegal. All in favor, is there any discussion? Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Items passed unanimously. Incidentally, I just mentioned that Commissioner Alford had to be out of town today, and Commissioner Arnold got a bad case of food poisoning and is in the hospital in Austin, and hopefully he's on his way home now. Under County Commissioners, Item A, consider authorizing the county judge, in this case, to enter a burn ban order. We've had some problems over the weekend out in the unincorporated areas. Mr. Fount, would you like to speak to that?
Yes. Over the weekend, Chief Shoshan of the Hampshire Volunteer Fire Department advised me that they were in desperate need of a burn ban, and I know we've had quite a bit of rain, and it's not a situation of the moisture level. Is that after the freezes, the vegetation is died off, and the brush and grass is causing them heck out in the unincorporated areas. LaBelle Finette fought a big fire over the weekend, grass fire, and again Hampshire had five of them they fought in 2 days.
Okay, thank you. Item B is to receive and file Jefferson Refinery LLC's Jefferson County Local Utilization Plan. Item C is to consider and possibly appoint a representative of Commissioner's Court as a member of the Committee for Investment of County Treasury Funds. That resolution was approved back in October, but no representative of the court was appointed at that time. Item D is to receive and file Amendment Number 3 to the Texas Community Development Program Contract Number DRS-0704. With the Texas Department of Rural Affairs, and that one is for the Central Gardens Drainage Project. Item E is to consider and possibly approve a resolution regarding the submission of the grant application for the Jefferson County Drug Intervention Court, grant application number 1604511. Item F, consider and possibly approve establishing an ad hoc committee to oversee and participate in developing a strategic planning committee for Jefferson County. The purpose of the committee initially will be to prepare and recommend to Commissioner's Court for approval a mission statement, vision statement, and broad general goals for Jefferson County on both a short-term and long-term basis. on or before June 13, 2011. Committee is to be comprised of Commissioner Eddie Arnold, Precinct 1. One person either elected or private sector representative for the county judge and county commissioners of Precinct 2, 3, and 4. The county auditor or his designated representative, the county treasurer or his designated representative, the district attorney or his designated representative, and the same for the MIS director, the human resources director, and the sheriff. Item G is to receive and file executed sub-recipient grant agreement. That's our General Land Office Coastal Impact Assistance Program grant for the Pleasure Island erosion problem, isn't it, Mr. Rayo? The same one from last week. Mm-hmm. So it looks like I'm going to need a motion with specific names on the strategic planning committee. Would y'all like to?
Well, can we just go ahead and, I guess, approve the ad hoc and then come back and name them later when we got everybody here?
Okay.
I'll make part of my motion put you on the establishing on the committee for Commissioner's Court under item C.
Okay.
Second. Make that a part of my motion.
Okay. All right. Any further discussion on those agenda items?
Second on both.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Under County Auditor, item A is to consider and approve Moody's application and fee schedule for local government issues related to the bond rating for the 2011 general obligation refunding bonds, and that relates to the cost. I think the cost is about $8,000 for their acting as a rating agency for the refunding of that 2002 bond issuance, where it's going to save the county about, well, it's up over $175,000 as we last spoke on Friday, so that's going to be a nice windfall. Item B is regular county bills, check numbers 349590 through 349858. Do I have a motion on those items?
So move.
Second.
Motion by Commissioner Senegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes unanimously. Under County Treasurer, item A is to receive and file investment schedule for January 2011, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds.
So move.
Second.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? I had the opportunity to look at that and just say that the interest rate environment being what it is, our earnings off our investments are abysmal. I think we're getting about 47 basis points. It's not a particularly good year to be an investor in the types of things that governmental units are allowed to invest in. Under Historical Commission, we've got item A to consider and possibly approve, receive, and file the Jefferson County Historical Commission's annual report for 2010. Consider and possibly approve appointments to the Jefferson County Historical Commission for the year 2011-2012 term. And item C to consider and possibly approve, receive, and file the amended bylaws of the Jefferson County Historical Commission.
Move.
I have a second.
Second with a question, Joe. On item B, do we need to give names?
Yes, sir. They are
today. Oh, that I didn't see them. That's
fact. It's the same people that have been on there, and you have two additional members. And who are those members, Linda? The new one.
Is Judge Morgan remaining on it? That's who I could, you know, spoke with on the sub courthouse. He was, maybe I'm confused.
The names that are on there are the
ones that are on our commission. They're volunteers.
Okay.
Yeah, this is totally different.
Okay.
And anytime any of you have a suggestion, you may make a suggestion to us.
Thank you, ma'am.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Both passed unanimously. Under risk management, item A is to receive and file contract renewal of employee assistance program with Interface EAP effective January 1st, 2011. Anything you want to say about that, Mr. Erickson?
So moved.
Second.
It's been moved by Commissioner Sinegal and seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Is there any discussion? All in favor, say aye.
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 I understand that under Sheriff's Department, that's going to be tabled for another week. And that will complete the regular portion of our agenda. So at this time, we're going to recess out of our regular meeting, and I will announce an executive closed session as authorized by Government Code Section 551.071 to discuss with counsel pending litigation, in this case, Jefferson County Association of Deputy Sheriffs and Corrections Officers and Jeffrey T. Bingham versus Jefferson County relating to Hurricane Ike Bay. So I want to thank all the rest of you for coming today. Is there anything any of the commissioners? One just a second. We've got one more agenda item. I didn't realize next Monday is a county holiday, President's Day. I assume that we're going to meet on Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Is that okay with you, Commissioner?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that we need to give notice that we will not meet on February 28th because almost all of us are going to be meeting with our legislators during Golden Triangle Days. And so, and I don't think that those meetings will end until Tuesday. So we're going to, unless there's an emergency, I think we'll just try to not have a meeting that week. But if any of the department heads or elected officials see a need for us to call a meeting for that week in advance, we'll do our best to accommodate you. So thank all of you for coming, and we'll now recess into an executive session.
Lost keys.